Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, of course, The Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We've got David Hellman, host of NFL on Fox. That's the podcast. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour to help us recap a football Sunday yesterday. But until then, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Other than the Braves being down 3-0 already. Oh, my God, Chris. They're in trouble.
Yeah, this is interesting.
The Phillies won game one, right, on a shutout. The Braves got nothing. You remember the Braves hit like 500 home runs this year?
Right. They were historically good offensively. I mean, it's early, obviously. It's only the third inning. But, they jumped all over him quick.
This is best of five, Chris. They lose the first two games at home.
No, they lose this game. They're in trouble.
Right. Yeah, going back to Philly? Oh, God. Crazy.
Yeah, that would be shocking.
It would be.
I thought, you know, I mean, we talked about momentum, you know. And
it's about being a hot team.
Yep. The sitting out take away momentum from you.
Right.
And, you know, not it's, sitting out, but you know what I mean? Like a little.
Like
little
sitting bit back. Of a break. Like that's not always the best thing.
Right.
Like people think it is, oh, they're going to get rest. I remember for a while, and even in the NFL, when they used to rest players, I used to be like, dude, I don't agree with that. I know you don't want anybody to get hurt. But you got to be careful not to, because if you rest them the last game, Chris, and you have a bye, it's 3 weeks before you play.
Well, and I really think in baseball more than the other two, you know, football and basketball, just because baseball, I feel like, you know, it's streaky. You know,
and you play every day.
You used to playing every day. That's the thing. Football, you only used to playing once a week. You know, basketball, it's not quite as much as baseball. But baseball, man, you can be in a slump for a while or you can be hot for a while. And that can affect everything, obviously, in the playoffs. So, yeah, they got to get it together. And we'll see if they do. But we got a lot to talk about, Rob. Obviously, a huge game last night that was supposed to be a battle. Instead, it turned out to be a rout. The San Francisco 49ers demolished the Cowboys 42-10, so we'll talk about that. But first, let's introduce the iCouple crew. Super producer Rob G is in the house on the ones and twos. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And on the update,
hey Steve,
our man Steve DeSager, and of course, social media, Elijah Sabunya. All right, Rob, I mentioned it, 42-10. You and I both picked the Niners, but I don't think either of us thought it was just going to be a demolition. And that's what it was from beginning to end. Let's start with the Niners to, you know, give them pub. They're the ones that won. So what was your biggest takeaway for the Niners or regarding the Niners from that game last night?
It was mostly the post game where players were making the case for Brock Purdy, who hasn't lost a regular season game yet. Like, they know, Chris, deep down, that despite his success, and then we know he lost in the playoffs, right? He got knocked out of the game or whatever. But despite that, people aren't on board yet. People aren't on board with Brock Purdy despite their success, despite what he's done. They annihilate the Cowboys, and they're up there trying to get people interested in Brock Purdy, trying to get people to buy in, trying to get people to even say, he's MVP level, you know, like the idea of it. And I'm sitting here right here today, Chris, to tell you, people will never, N-E-V-E-R, never, ever, 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 ever buy into Brock Purdy until he wins a Super Bowl.
Oh.
That's the only way that people will buy into him. Because, Chris, I'll tell you what'll happen. That they'll be all in all the way up until he loses in the NFC Championship game. I knew he could. He missed the irrelevant. He can't win a Super Bowl for you. That's where he, because of his beginnings. And there have been other quarterbacks, Chris, who haven't been great. You know, like Joe Montana wasn't a high pick, and
Tom Brady was sixth.
You know what I mean? Like other guys.
Right.
But not Mr. Irrelevant, not the last guy taken in the NFL draft. No, people will not. They will not latch their wagon to him until they win. Fair or unfair, I really believe that that's where we are, and that's why people are. And I get it, Chris. What is it, 15 regular season games? Well, not even a full season, right?
Well, has he started, I think, 10?
Right. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Right.
But I think he's played like 15 or 16 total, including the playoffs.
10 regular, right?
He's 15-0, I believe. Raji, correct me. Is it 15-0 including the playoffs in games he's started and finished?
He's 12-0 in games.
12-0. Okay, 12-0. So that's including,
playoffs,
but that starts.
And regular season, yes. Starts and finishes.
And he played like three. Yeah, I mean, he played the one game he came in and beat Miami when Garoppolo got hurt. So that he played essentially the whole game there. But go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, that's just my point. And that's why the players felt like they needed to sing his praises, bring attention to him, because they know that there isn't a lot of buzz about him. If you would ask people would still – he would be, Chris, quarterbacks – who you thinking about MVP, he would be fourth on the list, fifth on the list.
Oh, yeah, still but would that's be, pretty high for him.
Yeah, but I'm still saying. But having not lost is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't know if the players were they asked about him? Or what do you think about Brock Purdy? Or there's still a lot of doubters out there about Purdy. What's your thoughts? You know, or were they just bringing him up unsolicited? So I think that's one thing. Like, if they're being asked about him, which is very likely, then I don't think that's them trying to push a narrative, number one. Number two, the dude is the truth. I mean, like, now, I'm not ready to say he's elite, But I'm ready to say he's really good. And I think it does somewhat play into what you're saying, is that people just want to, because he was drafted so low, I don't know if it's so much to do with being the actual last pick or just being a late pick. I mean, I think people were, took him a while to buy into Tom Brady too. And so I think, because he was viewed as a game manager, which he was, to be honest, earlier in his career. But he was started winning right away. And so I think that you, it's just natural to want to see more, because by his numbers and by his victories, he's elite. But even I like him, and I think he's the real thing, but I'm not ready to say he's elite because he wasn't, you know, incredible in college, and he was drafted so low, and all of those reasons that you brought up. But I also think, Rob, when you say, and I agree, I do think he will have to win the Super Bowl for people to really just give him the full amount of credit he probably deserves. And I actually think, Rob, for him to be considered elite, he might have to win too. And I say that because, and even the reason why the bar is he's got to win the Super Bowl is because they got there with Jimmy G.
Right.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, we know they've been to two NFC title games, one Super Bowl with Jimmy G. Now, I think he's better than Jimmy G. Like, he doesn't make the mistakes that Jimmy G makes.
And not
Jimmy
yet.
G was
not yet,
Jimmy
right.
G. Well, I mean, it's been a nice little sample size. I mean, he's got no interceptions this year. He's got like four for his career. So he just, I think he does have better arm talent and a mind for the game as a quarterback than Jimmy G. I'm not trying. Jimmy G, I always thought was good. I don't think he's great, but I thought he was good.
But somehow he won games. He always was winning.
Yeah, and no, that, he did. I mean, he's not winning now with the Raiders, right. But yeah, he did win. And I tell people this all the time. You can't say he was just a product of Kyle Shanahan, because they were 1-10 with Kyle Shanahan and George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk and some other pretty good players that are still on the team. Raheem Mostert, who's getting busy with Miami and helped the Niners get to the Super Bowl. They were all there when that team was 1-5 or 0-5 and Jimmy G got there. I'm sorry, they were 1-10 and Jimmy G got there and won five straight games. And then the next year they go 13-3, you know, when he's healthy, fully healthy. So, but I think Purdy's better than Jimmy G. That's why I think he won't get the full credit, because we knew they were a great team already. They've been to the Super Bowl already. And so, yeah, he's going to have to probably get him past that for people to give him his full credit. But I think he's really good. I mean, you watch the throws he makes, his decision-making, his accuracy.
Last night, everybody was wide open.
Not every time. He dropped some dimes.
I'm talking about the couple of touchdowns. There was nobody.
That third quarter drive, when the Cowboys had kicked the field goal and made it 21-10, and then the first drive of the Niners, he threw three straight fantastic passes. In fact, there was one that was called back on the sideline because of a hold. I think it was the Ayuk, but it was a hold that was, I mean, the ball placement was great. And he was putting it right between the defenders. He was 4 for 4 for like 82 yards on that drive. Like, the dude's legit. I mean, I'm not ready to call him elite, but I don't know how anybody could like act like he's just, you know, nothing, like he's not good at all, or he's no good.
I didn't hear anybody say he's not good at all. I just think that people are going to be guarded because they just feel like, because I still say, Chris, he can play well and do all these things, and if he has a poor game or does something in a big game, they'll turn on him. They'll turn on him.
He's had big games too.
I'm talking about the 49ers. They're about winning it, right? It's about winning a Super Bowl. They've already been to the Super Bowl. They've already played in big games. They won big games on the road. I mean, there's all these kind of things, but it's still about winning the Super Bowl for the whole franchise, for Kyle Shanahan, and for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I also think a lot of it's going to be how he plays, too. But I agree. I mean, because they've been so far, they got to win the Super Bowl. But if they get to the NFC title game and he plays great and they lose to the Eagles, it's going to be hard to kill him. I don't know if people will give him his props. You might be right about that. But we'll see if he's the reason to blame for them losing. Like, Jalen Hurts was great in that Super Bowl last year. And he did make, obviously, that game-turning fumble. But, you know, nobody blames him for that loss because he played so well.
Well, he played so well, right? I mean, he was outstanding.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Simple question. Is Brock Purdy, who leads the league by a mile in passer rating, he's at 123 right now, which is about 12 better than the nearest competitor, Tua. Is he the real deal? Your thoughts with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It's The Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. And having all your protection in one place is wonderful. So bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is Brock Purdy the real deal? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off. Mike in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
What's up, fellas? I really enjoy y'all show, man. I got the best show going.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. We appreciate that.
With the ultimate journalistic integrity, as y'all always say.
Well, you know what? We try to bring that. You know, there's a lot of guys just talking, okay? So
that's right. They're just shooting the breeze, putting the chat out.
Yep.
But y'all have more substance than probably any of those shows.
Well, we appreciate you.
I just want to say this about Purdy, man. He's a system quarterback. He's with a phenomenal coach who's a quarterback whisperer, offensive coordinator whispers. Shannon knows what he's doing. He's tired of losing his games at big moments, but Shannon has a system in place for him. And he's not under no pressure. I was thinking the Cowboys were going to put more pressure on him. He has so much time. It's like ready, set, throw.
Right.
Ready, set, throw. No pressure.
Well, he moved around, too, though. They didn't get that much pressure. That's true.
I was shocked that the Cowboys couldn't get
outside of pocket. Yeah. Right.
They didn't get, like,
Like 15%, I think, of the snaps.
Yeah, you got in order no, to, you know what I
they
mean?
They were near 50% before that.
You got to be able to disrupt. You let these guys, Chris, any quarterback, you give them time and no pressure. I mean, most guys will pick you apart. Most guys. Drew in New Jersey, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. How you guys doing?
Good,
hey,
Drew. Man, how you good. Been, buddy?
Not too bad. I am a believer in Brock Purdy. I think it's this. I think when you're drafted that late, you got to prove that you can play. When you're drafted early, you got to prove that you can't play. For example, I'll give you Gardner.
That's pretty good.
Right? No, that's true.
It's not bad.
That's true.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew had like 24 touchdowns his rookie year, right? Let me ask you a question. If Trevor Lawrence had that, would you be trying to replace him? If you want to go all things equal, he had a better rookie year than Trevor Lawrence.
But that's what we're talking about here. I agree with you. I mean,
that's a great point.
I think that's why Brock Purdy isn't ballyhoo to talk more about, you know, in this situation. It's true, because if you just go by the numbers, Christian, you didn't have the names by it, you would be like, oh, this guy, he's 12-0 and this and that, and he didn't throw any interceptions. You would be ranting and raving.
No, but, and like I said, I want to see a bigger sample size. If he was drafted third in the draft, if this was Trey Lance, Rob, doing what Purdy's done, exact same thing, I think everybody be raving about Trey Lance.
Oh, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Yep. I totally agree. Gage in St. Louis, the baseball capital of the United States, except this year. What's up, Gage?
Yeah, what's going on, my boys? Except this year, Rob.
Man. I know.
We just watching this year, man. We got our popcorn. We just watching.
That's
this year,
right,
man.
No doubt.
We'll be better next year, man. Good to talk to you, boys. So, you know, Drew gave me a different opinion. Though I actually called in to tell Chris. He shouldn't have to win two Super Bowls to be elite, but Drew did say something that dawned on me. And when you put it the way he put it, because he got drafted so late, it makes – you have to prove it. You know?
Yeah. Right, because they're just waiting for you to be in a big game and have a bad game. Like, that's all it takes. And then people say, see, I knew you couldn't win a Super Bowl with it.
Exactly. So I agree with Drew. You know, he changed my mind to some extent, and I can agree. I don't think he should have to win two Super Bowls to be considered elite, because when you look at Josh Allen, he's won nothing. Lamar Jackson outside.
Yeah,
the MVP,
but again, the one, number one, they were drafted
right.
high.
It's just
number
the expectations.
Two, they
right.
also, like a Josh Allen also, and a Mahomes, they have the physical attributes. Mahomes makes just ridiculous throws. Allen does as well and runs over people. Like, that's the difference. And so, look, I think if he wins the Super Bowl this year or whenever, he will get credit and people will believe in him. But I think for people to put him in the conversation of the Joe Burrows
right.
and the
it would
the
have to
Allen,
be more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he probably has to win too, Mahomes
Let's
and all
squeeze
that.
One more in. We got time? Let's do it. Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, where everybody is wowsy, woo-wooing because the Braves still haven't scored a run.
Wowsy, woo-woo.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed in the Braves right
it
now.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over.
They better wake up, though.
I know.
It's early, but, man.
It's the fourth inning, and they got no runs today. I know.
Yeah, it's not looking good. But as the resident 49ers fan, you know, I've been a 49ers fan since 1982. I saw the catch in real time. So,
wow.
I did, too. I did, too.
I was
actually
watching CBS
that game.
Or whatever
yeah,
that
I remember that. I remember exactly where I was. I was in the basement with my dad watching that game in Syracuse, New York. Yeah.
So, you know, as a 49ers fan, I believe in Brock Purdy. I think he's the real deal. And as a fan, like I am, we have not turned on Shanahan after he lost that Super Bowl, and we still stuck with him. Even if he doesn't,
but his pedigree is different. And I hear you. I mean, even
if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, this guy is young. And we could have our quarterback for the next 10 years.
Yeah,
and
but let me ask you this. But the team has already been to a Super Bowl. If he throws three picks in the NFC Championship game and you lose, you're just going to shake it off?
If he does that, they'll probably be looking for him.
Right, Chris? Wouldn't they?
If he does that, and that's a big if, but no, he hasn't done that.
No, I'm just saying.
But if he does, I agree. They would That's the pressure. Like, I don't agree with those that say he's not under pressure. He is. He has to win the Super Bowl. I mean, when you step on, like, Ben Simmons was, like, he felt like he might be better off in a situation as a young player where they didn't have to have such high expectations when he went there. That's tough when you are stepping in immediately and expected to win. It's a benefit, too, because you got great players around you, but that is some pressure. All right. We got our man David Hellman around the corner, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we got David Hellman, host of NFL on Fox Podcast, up in a moment. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right. As I said, our next guest is David Hellman of the NFL on Fox podcast. David, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Thanks for having me, guys. Happy to be here.
Absolutely.
Great to have you. And let's start with the huge game last night. And Rob and I were just talking about Brock Purdy, who obviously was fantastic last night. And to be quite honest, has been great since he's been a starter there. Do you think he's the real deal? Because there's still a lot of people that doubt that. Where are you at?
They're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, you know, because he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the more interesting conversations in football right now. And I hope I don't sound like I'm copping out, but I think what I've settled on is, does it matter? Like, does it matter if we really, like, if Brock Purdy is the real deal, does that affect the way the San Francisco 49ers play? And the answer is obviously not. Like, he's yet to lose a game that he's started and finished. And the interesting thing for me is that we have years of data that suggests he's doing a better job than everyone else who's come through San Francisco. Like, whether you want to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, whether you want to talk about Trey Lance or any of the backups that have gotten time there over the years, he's making it look so much better. So
right.
Me personally, do I think Brock Purdy is on the level of like the NFL's elite, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, those guys? No, I don't.
Why not? He's done nothing but win. His numbers are really good. He has the highest quarterback. Why not? This is what I'm trying to get at. Why not? Why you say that he's not on that level, but what has he done wrong to not be on a elite level through his first 12 starts that he started and finished? He's 12-0.
He has done nothing wrong, and like that, like I said, I mean, if that sounds like a knock on him, I'm sorry, but when we're talking about like the elite of the elite, the guys who have really been there and done that, I just can't ignore all of the things working in Brock's favor, whether you want to talk about having Kyle Shanahan, whether you want to talk about having Trent Williams at his left tackle or a receiver core full of Pro Bowlers or one of the best.
Okay, so it's not all him then, and you just got to be honest. And let me ask you this one last thing on him. If he does have a stinker in a playoff game, will people turn on him? Like, oh, see, he's Mr. Irrelevant. We knew, you know, you can't win a Super Bowl. Is he that kind of pressure on him? Like, he has to succeed. Otherwise, they'll say it's his fault because he has everything else.
I mean, that's the nature of the quarterback position. And that's what's so interesting about it is right now, you know, and I don't have a problem with Brock Purdy being in the MVP conversation right now. He's playing that well. But again, Brock Purdy, people are propping him up to be this elite quarterback despite the amount of talent that he has on his offense. And that's not his fault. It's also not his fault that if he falls short, yeah, it's the nature of the position. You get too much praise and too much criticism. If the Niners fall short and he plays anything less than a heroic game, yeah, people are going to turn on him because, unfortunately, that's what we do to quarterbacks.
Yeah, you see Dak Prescott going there right now. I mean,
oh, yeah.
He's got to win the Super Bowl. Speaking of Dak, I'm starting to wonder if this is a guy – like, he's good. We know he's a good quarterback, there's no doubt. But he's looking like he's not the guy to get them to the Super Bowl. They might have to add more pieces around
him. It's definitely going the other way, right?
You know what's funny? You can kind of draw a parallel here because it feels like ancient history, but it wasn't that long ago that Dak was in a similar situation to Brock Purdy, playing right out of his mind on a loaded team as a rookie. And, yeah, he gets all of this credit. He won Offensive Rookie of the Year over Ezekiel Elliott that year. And here we are. And, yeah, and, I mean, I think a lot of people had already turned on Dak prior to last night.
Right.
But in terms of, like, public perception, I mean, that's almost the nail in the coffin type game where, yeah, short of winning a Super Bowl, I don't think Dak can get a lot of people back on his side. Again, it's the nature of the position. Is Dak the only culprit in the Cowboys' struggles? No. But is he a big part of it, and does he play the most important position? Yes. And, yeah, it's been interesting to see that, you know, he was once an out of nowhere success story, right? And now, much like, I mean, Tony Romo was too. That's the nature of the beast. Like, now it's eerie to see the way that he has kind of wound up in a similar category, yep, of Romo, of, hey, he's a good quarterback, but is he going to win the big game? I don't think so.
How about Sean Payton in Denver? If he didn't have a big money contract, I mean, he could be fired, or people think, what has happened there? He talked a big game before, stuck his chest out, pointed fingers at other people, and his team has been god-awful. And to lose to the Jets in a game where Zach Wilson didn't even throw a touchdown, where is Sean Payton? Has some of the bloom fallen off his rose?
I mean, I don't know what bloom is left there. I think – and the interesting thing there, look, the Broncos are, even having beaten the Bears, I think the Broncos are firmly in the conversation for the worst two or three teams in the NFL. And the crazy thing is, and I've seen people talking about this, Russell Wilson is really not like their biggest concern.
No,
like,
not
Russell
this
Wilson,
year.
He's not having an amazing season, but he's playing so much better than the disaster that we saw last year. But then Sean Payton gets here, this very highly thought of coach, this very accomplished guy, and Denver's good defense is the worst in the NFL. Like, right, by any metric you want to use. Like, they gave up 270 rushing yards to the New York Jets yesterday. And Zach Wilson's played well the last 2 weeks, but you would like to think that's a game where you can key on the run because you're not really worried about,
right,
what the quarterback's going to do. And it didn't matter at all. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine Sean Payton being a one and done with the size of that contract. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any bloom left on that rose.
Where are you at? And we got about a minute left on the Bills. Now, they're known to be inconsistent at times. Do you blame yesterday's loss in London kind of on – I mean, they were at a disadvantage. They were over there 2 days, and Jacksonville had been over there 2 weeks, and obviously a lot of injuries as well. Do you blame it on kind of the circumstances, or do you think – Buffalo just unfortunately is one of those teams that you have no idea what you're going to get?
Okay, I have a thing I want to talk about here, which I hate to be a Monday morning quarterback, but y'all just brought it up. The Jags have been over there for a week and a half.
Yep.
Why did the Bills wait until Friday to go? Like, I feel like maybe it would have served them better to go on Monday or Tuesday after their previous game and at least get a chance to acclimate. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. My thing with the Bills,
I agree.
I'm not worried about them because of the way that they play. I am worried about them because of the injuries. I mean, they lose Tre'Davious White last week against Miami. He's out for the year. Looks like Matt Milano is out for the year now as well. That's two of your best defenders. I mean, I know they're getting Von Miller back, but it's a long season, and you need guys like that to make a difference when you're playing teams like Miami, Cincinnati, Kansas City. So it's not about, you know, I'm not worried about Josh Allen. I think the Bills' offense will be just fine, and they'll be in every game that they play. But when you start losing multiple Pro Bowlers by week five, I start to get nervous. So that's what makes me concerned about the Bills.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Great stuff, David. That's David Hellman,
thank
host
you
of NFL on Fox.
Thanks, guys.
Podcast. Yes, thanks for the knowledge. See you. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on Fox Sports Radio. Dodgers on the brink, and maybe the Braves as well. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, which is what I do, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Yes, that'd be awesome. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
So much for my, well, yesterday, Chris, football with our picks. I was 3-2 NFL.
Yeah, what was I?
1-4.
4-1. Yeah, boy, I told you. Chris, here I come.
Chris, one
here
game.
I come. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, please.
I've been here for years.
All right, can I talk? Turn that off. Turn that crap off. All right, here we go. Come on, please, Alex, stop. Oh, my God. All right, unfortunately, my best bet was the Braves minus 1.5 runs. It's been up all day. I hope people didn't follow it because the Phillies are leading 4-0.
Don't worry, they didn't.
I have the Dodgers minus 1.5. I've been winning lately. The Dodgers minus 1.5 runs because I thought, like, they got to win, too. Like, their season, I thought Philly had to win. I mean, Atlanta had to win, but not. And
you
again,
sound
not
like
over.
You writing off the Braves.
I'm not. It's still early, Chris. It's only the fifth inning. They could
getting late.
It's getting late before. It's early getting late. Early getting late.
Who's that? Yogi Berra?
Yeah.
It gets early before, late out.
Right.
Exactly. Is that what it was?
It's getting late early, right.
It gets late early.
Right.
On the West
no doubt.
Coast.
And I know
what he meant, though.
I do. And that's where the Braves are, as they've been no hit. Is there still no hit Steve DeSega through five? Chris, no hit.
That's incredible.
Through 4 1/3. I'm sorry, they're in the fifth inning now. All right, and the last one, I'm taking the Raiders. I don't know why. Minus 2.5. Because, Rob G., I have no confidence in your Raiders.
Because you don't like Jordan Love.
No, I just
a black quarterback.
Yeah, is that what it is, or is it that their defense is bad? That gave
that's
up. That's
got to be racist.
That gave up 240 yards on the ground to the Lions, and is probably going to give up 200 and some odds to the Raiders. Like they can't stop anybody. That's what I don't like, their defense. All right, but remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on, Chris. Before we talk about the Dodgers real quick, we have a. We have a instant hot take, don't we? Microwave take.
Really?
Here we go. Yeah.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
Well, this one will be anticlimactic because I'm going with the Braves as well.
It's hard and, not to.
You know what that means, America? The Braves are getting eliminated in the NLDS. You heard it here.
Rob G.
I'm not
did
mad
you
at you.
Did you watch a full inning of a Braves game all year?
Of course I did, Chris. You know I'm a noted baseball man. I produce America's hottest baseball podcast, Inside the Parker.
I never miss Inside the Parker.
That's all right. You might not miss it, but other people will. But no, Rob G was on it. Chris and I.
Rob, you've given up. You can say you haven't thrown in the towel, but you sound are conceding.
No, but he was on it that it wasn't going to be because me and you both rubber stamped it and didn't push back at all. Remember, the Phillies beat them last year, and they wound up going to the World Series. So they have a little history with Atlanta. We have seen Atlanta choke. Don't forget, all those years, remember, Chris, in the 90s, they couldn't win.
Oh, that was, I mean.
Right? They had three Hall of Fame pitchers on the same staff.
That was ridiculous.
And they won one World Series.
Yep.
I mean, so this is not new to Atlanta. I mean, I know it's a new group, but my God. And they are officially.
Well, obviously,
we're five
they were
innings
great
through,
last
Chris.
Year.
Right. They won a World Series. Right,
yeah,
right.
So I know you know that group doesn't have anything to do with this, but
No. But the history of Atlanta.
That World Series win too shouldn't even be.
They shouldn't feel that way. But let's get to the Dodgers
real
quick.
They got to pick it up. There's no doubt.
Chris, how shocked were you that Clayton Kershaw was a rag doll?
Look, we both know baseball. You're never shocked that a team wins a game, right? I mean, it's going to happen. But for the way it happened, and we all know Kershaw's postseason history, but
other than 2020 when they finally won it, yeah.
He couldn't even get through the first inning. He didn't even get close to getting through the first inning. I mean, that's what was stunning. I mean, I don't think anybody.
Can you imagine being at the ballpark though, sitting there?
Oh,
like, my God, like you, it took you 2 hours to get there. You get in your seat, you barely bite a hot dog, Chris, and the game's over.
And that's right. It was over. No matter how early it was, I mean, because that had to deflate his teammates. All right, 2 hours left. Lock it, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.